And it's time now for Larry Weber, who knows a whole lot about being outside. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, good morning. And it's quite a beautiful day to be outside.
Indeed.
Exactly where I came back from and where I'm heading again in a few minutes. So, since we last spoke, the wonderful month of August has come to an end, and it has been, like July, warmer than normal and considerably wetter than normal. You know, the Weather Service in Duluth reported 2 inches above normal for the month, and I think out here at our place, we were about 3 inches above normal for the month. Quite a spectacular amount of rain. Nothing like the hurricanes in the south, of course, but we are getting our amount, and I really love it. It's just been wonderful for the roadside plants have just thriving. And the mushrooms, I just came back from a walk where I found a couple more kinds of mushrooms growing. This is really a beautiful mushroom time. And the temperatures continue to be mild. The statistic that really surprised me, two of them. Number one was, okay, we were above normal for the month, but almost half of the days we were above 75, which is a pretty warm for August. And then never once did officially did the temperature get below 50, which once again is quite a surprise for August. But that's quickly going to change in our immediate forecast. Days continue to get shorter. We are now around 13 and a half hours, moving very rapidly towards 13 hours, which will come this next week, and heading towards the equinox, which is about 2 weeks away. So days continually get shorter. I hope you had a chance to see that waxing crescent moon we had last night. It was just a beautiful one to walk by. Plenty of things going on. We spent the week camped up along the North Shore. I was actually in your neighborhood quite a bit of the week. And it was a beautiful place to be. I highly recommend it. Along the North Shore is always great. But at this time, it had a couple of bonuses. One of them was plenty of migrants. Every day, we saw migrants. There were raptors moving down the shore, mostly sharp-shin hawks. But we did see a few other kinds. Sandpipers also moving down the shore, and lots of warblers. During the course of the time I was there, I ended up seeing 13 kinds of warblers. These warbler waves, when they start moving and they start mixing, they're just fascinating. Boy, you continuously see different kinds. We had wind and we had fog, and I think that had an impact on the migration as well, and it certainly had an impact on spider webs. They were just outstanding. I had two just amazing days of webs this past week. First of them was Monday, and Monday was a clear day, calm and heavy dew, and that is this time of year, like it was this morning, just spectacular for seeing spider webs. I recommend people getting out and taking a look, even if people don't like spiders. The webs are so beautiful and so photogenic, and you never realize how many there are. That was the dew covered, and then 2 days later, on Wednesday, we had a fog, and the fog settled in on the North Shore and just stayed there all day. And it settled on the webs, and, you know, when you get out to take a look in the dew, you have to go in the morning, but with a foggy day like that, I could go out in the afternoon, and I could see a large number of webs as well. So, boy, it's a couple of just spectacular times. In addition to that, I was impressed with how much color there was along the shore in the trees. Mm-hmm. This was especially common with the birch. Boy, so many birch had already had yellow. But I also saw yellow and some aspen and poplar and hazel and ash and mountain maple, willow. All of those had yellow. And then there's a lot of smaller plants that hold a lot of color as well. We tend to only look in the trees, but if you get out and take a look at the lower, some of those were quite spectacularly beautiful. I was especially impressed with the bush honeysuckle, which only grows a few feet tall. But boy, the colors were just outstanding, orange and reds, mixed with a lot of the yellows of dogbanes. It was quite a spectacular sight to see without even looking up. In addition to that, we are still having a lot of the fall wildflowers. As I was saying, our temperature never got below 50 for the whole month of August, which means we're far from a frost as it stands right now. And so there were good numbers of aster, goldenrod, sunflowers throughout the month. They're still going right now. They will be eventually passing just because they can't keep that flower going the whole time, but it's still hanging on really good as it stands right now. So Terrific time to get out and take a look. We even have a holiday to go along with it, so everybody can take a longer time. So I highly recommend getting out and taking a look at right now. So enjoy
Wonderful.
The weekend.
Thank you, Larry. Talk
and
to you Saturday.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber has recently retired from 40 years as a science teacher. He taught students from 7th grade on up to graduate school. And his awards include Minnesota Secondary Science Teacher of the Year in 1993, National Biology Teacher Association's Middle School Life Science Teacher of the Year in 1998. He writes a weekly phonology column for a local paper, presents his phonology on WTIP. He's a regular contributor to Minnesota Conservation Volunteer, lives with his wife on an old farm in Carlton County, Minnesota, where he watches photographs and writes about critters. He's got a few books, Butterflies of the Northern Woods, Spiders of the Northern Woods, and Fungi of the North Woods. All very cool.